DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of this coming week's radio highlights, starting with Saturday, June 20th. A Fatal Inversion, dramatisation of the award-winning 1987 crime novel by Ruth Rendell, published under her Barbara Vine alias. It's 1976 and an idyllic hot summer for Adam and his friends. But when the weather breaks, lives are wrecked. Radio 4 Extra, 5 o'clock, Saturday afternoon. Opera on 3 presents a Royal Opera House performance from last month of Britain's breakthrough opera, Peter Grimes, in an Olivier-nominated production by Deborah Warner, first staged in 2022, which shifts the action from the 19th century to a depressed contemporary coastal town. Alan Clayton as Peter Grimes, Bryn Terfel as Captain Balstrode, and Maria Begston as Ellen Orford. Opera on 3, Radio 3, 6 p.m. Finally for Saturday, Midsummer Dreaming, from sunset to sunrise on the summer solstice. Verity Shah presents a dreamlike night of radio documentaries from Radio 3's archives, a celebration of the vast imaginative possibilities of the radio, and between the years, Radio 3's own strand of innovative feature-making that was launched in 1993. Midsummer Dreaming, Radio 3, 9:30, Saturday night. Sunday, June 21st, 10 years after Brexit, Tribal, a thought-provoking analysis by Professor James Tilley on how the referendum forced people to pick a side, creating two identities and demonstrating the impact of tribalism in politics. 10 years after Brexit, Tribal, Radio 4, 1:30, Sunday afternoon. Radio 3's Sunday feature is entitled Leon Bosch, the Double Bass and the Children of Soweto. In 1976, the British South African double bassist Leon Bosch took part in the Soweto Uprising, which led to his incarceration and eventual self-exile from his home country. 50 years later, he explores how he learnt to confront trauma and speak through the voice of his instrument. Sunday feature, Radio 3, 7 p.m. And if we can walk together, the story of how a Palestinian and an Israeli, both of whom have lost family members to violence, are together searching for peace. They discuss their efforts to build peace and understanding between themselves and through their communities, what cost of it is, and how they deal with the legacy of historic hatred and enmity. 7:15, Radio 4, Sunday night. On to programmes then, and the broadcast at the same time each day, all week, Monday to Friday. So same time, same radio station, each day. Metamorphosis, how insects transformed our world. Radio 4 Extra, all week, Monday to Friday, 9:30. How to spot potential. Kate Mason explores human potential in different fields, beginning with sport and continuing with education, music, the world of work and technology. Radio 4, 11:45 in the morning, Monday to Friday. In Tony Hawk's Just Wants to Play, the comedian explores the barriers preventing everyone from accessing play, sport and nature in the UK. The first episode focuses on Wimbledon and whether Britain's tennis culture is truly accessible to everyone. Radio 4, 1:45, all week, Monday to Friday, Tony Hawk's Just Wants to Play. Henry Purcell is the subject of Composer of the Week, and Donald MacLeod explores London during Purcell's lifetime, investigating the city's effect on the man who lay claim to being England's greatest composer. Radio 3, Composer of the Week, 4 o'clock. All week. This week's The Essay is entitled Jazz Among the British. This series, produced in 2020 by jazz specialist broadcaster Geoffrey Smith, who died in April, explores the changing perceptions and appreciation of jazz in Britain through his experience as an American settling in the UK in 1973. The Essay, Radio 3, all week, Monday to Friday, 9:45 p.m. And Book of Bedtime continues, Land by Maggie O'Farrell, the latest offering from the author of Hamnet, which of course recently on at the cinema. Book of Bedtime, Radio 4, Land, 10:45 p.m. On to the rest of the radio highlights for the week, for each individual day. Monday, June 22nd. A new series of The Patch, in which producers visit parts of the country chosen by a random postcode generator, begins with Dagenham Dock, where they discover a battle between HGV drivers and a parking fine company. 11 a.m. Monday morning, Radio 4. In 10 years after Brexit, Ireland and the border poll, Belfast-born Andrea Catherwood explores changing attitudes to a united Ireland in the wake of Brexit, re-examining the broken promises and new trading arrangements in the Irish Sea. 4 o'clock, Monday afternoon, Radio 4. And Limelight and Galapagos, a 5-part play by Andrew Day and Simon Scardfield. Bryony is offered the job of a lifetime, but who is her new employer? 11 o'clock, Monday night, Radio 4. Tuesday, June 23rd. Being Greek is a new 5-part series presented by Mary Beard. 5 compelling stories from ancient Greece, beginning with a courtroom drama. Euphilates, on trial for the murder of his wife's lover, tried to convince the jury that it was a crime of passion rather than a calculated act of mob violence. Radio 4, Being Greek, 9 a.m, Tuesday. I'm Stuck In Here is a delightful documentary about Ian Sansom, finding himself stuck in audio documentaries. One moment he's in a London sewer with a man called Gary, the next he's in the Australian outback with a producer who avoids birdsong, and finds himself sipping whiskey with American ladies who love cats. Radio 4 Extra on Tuesday, 10:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the afternoon, or just after midnight if you prefer. In the studio, acclaimed musician Sean Cooney, winner of 3 BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards, explains why he's decided to craft an album devoted entirely to dogs. Hollywood stars and real-life heroes, including his wife's guide dog, Nessie, who's just retired after 8 years' service. In the studio, 1:30, World Service, on Tuesday afternoon, or 10:30 at night. And don't forget, as it's a Tuesday, In Touch, the programme of news for the blind and partially sighted, 8:40 p.m, Radio 4. Wednesday, June 24th, Scoop, the story of ice cream, from disputes about the origins of the 99 in the 1920s to the Glasgow ice cream wars of the 80s, and what makes the perfect gelato. And did Margaret Thatcher really help to invent Mr. Whippy? 10 a.m. or 4 p.m, Radio 4 Extra. Also on Wednesday, in Finding Sea Glass, Hannah Lavery performs her poetic exploration of Scottish history through the prism of the loss of her father and her experiences of growing up mixed race. 2:15, Wednesday afternoon, Radio 4. Radio 3 in Concert presents a concert for May 16th at the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester, featuring the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra in a programme of Scandinavian music. Sibelius's Violin Concerto, Nielsen's Fifth Symphony, and Ratavora's Cantus Arcticus, 7:30 p.m, Radio 3. Thursday, June 25th. With the FIFA World Cup in full swing, football enthusiasts may be interested in the documentary Agony and Ecstasy, A History of Penalty Shootouts. Football, in its purest form, is one view of the dreaded penalty shootout, which can flip between euphoria and despair in seconds. 9:30, Thursday morning, or 8:05, Thursday evening, on the World Service. In this week's episode of Ramblings, Claire Balding is joined by the CEO of Natural England, Marianne Spain, and Paula Brunt, a campaigner with Disabled Ramblers, as she explores a stretch of the King Charles III English Coast Past in West Sussex, from Bosham to West Itchener. 3 o'clock, Radio 4, Ramblings. And Radio 3 in Concert features a concert for May 10th at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London, the BBC Concert Orchestra in programme, including Brahms' Third Symphony and Sibelius's Cariella Suite. 7:30 p.m, Radio 3, Thursday night. Finally, Friday, June 26th, and this week's edition of the food programme focuses on the weight of the world, exploring why obesity has become a global problem, changing relationships with food and reasons for optimism. 11 a.m, Radio 4 on Friday. Patrick Trelawney presents Friday Night Is Music Night with the BBC Concert Orchestra, playing music that has a connection with Brighton Dome, which opened in 1867. The programme includes music by Elgar, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, Grieg, Vaughan Williams and William Walton. 7:30, Radio 3, Friday Night Is Music Night. It's also Free Thinking Night, the child's eye view, from navigating AI to living through war or the joy of reading. What makes children's perspectives so distinctive? Free Thinking, Radio 4, 9 o'clock, Friday night. That's it. Thank you to Leslie for the highlights this week. May I wish you a peaceful, safe and enjoyable one of radio listening.
Now for the audio-described television programmes for Saturday the 20th of June to Friday the 26th of June, compiled by Lisa and read by John. Please note we have included the World Cup matches in the listing as they have a full commentary. On BBC One on Saturday the 20th, you can catch it with Bargain Hunt at 12 noon and switch across to BBC Two for Homes Under the Hammer at 1:15. There's also James Martin's Islands to Highlands at 12:35 on ITV One, when the celebrity chef takes a trip on the luxury train. Football kicks off at 5:30pm on BBC One with live coverage of the Netherlands versus Sweden, followed by Casualty at 8:30 when Cam has a difficult conversation with Indy. Then there's part 6 of the drama 2 weeks in August at 9:20 when the group become trapped inside the villa by a heatwave. At 10:25, the complete second series of Fun Boys airs with all four episodes of the Irish comedy shown back-to-back. ITV1 has the World Cup action at 8pm with Germany versus the Ivory Coast. Over on Channel 4 at 5:55pm, there's a gentle comedy sequel, Fisherman's Friends, One and All, starring James Purefoy. The Cornish sea shanty singers work through the pressures of their newfound success. Followed by a documentary at 8pm, John Snow, A Last Big Story, in which the veteran journalist comes to terms with his recent Alzheimer's diagnosis. Then there's another film at 9:35, Military Wives, starring Kirsten Scott Thomas in a comedy drama based on a true story. Now for Sunday. BBC Two has two cookery programmes with Mary Berry Cook and Cher at 11:35am, followed by Andy Oliver's Fabulous Feasts at 12:05. Then there's Bargain Hunt at 1:15, and ITV1 has Love Your Garden at 11:30am, when the team create a wildlife wonderland in West Bromwich. On BBC One at 4:30, it's Spain versus Saudi Arabia, and at 9:15, it's the final episode of Death Valley, starring Timothy Spall. At a memorial service for a rugby club groundsman, another death shocks the attendees. Then it's back to football at 10:30 with Uruguay versus Cape Verde. Explore the hidden treasures of the National Trust over on BBC Two at 5:15pm, focusing on the legendary garden of the designer Gertrude Jekyll. And at 8:15, there's Expedition with Steve Backshall, exploring the remote parts of the planet in search of natural wonders. This is followed by the final episode of the Scottish drama Barlinnie at 9pm. ITV1 has the classic movie action at 4:20 with Goldfinger, starring Sean Connery as 007 James Bond, followed by more World Cup at 7pm when Belgium play Iran. Plenty of alternatives are on Channel 4, starting with Billy and Molly, an otter love story, at 4:25pm. The story of a couple moving to Shetland and forming an unlikely bond with a wild otter. There's Kirsty and Phil's Brilliant Builds at 6pm, and at 7pm the Great Celebrity Bake Off features Jodie Whittaker and Paloma Faith, followed by Cruising to the End of the Earth at 8pm, this week visiting Japan and Alaska. Then there's part 2 of Free Nelson Mandela at 9pm, focusing on the song that became the anthem to the global fight for Nelson Mandela's freedom. Finally, catch up with Celebrity Gogglebox at 10 as the armchair critics share their thoughts. Now turning to this week's soap schedule, which will be slightly different to fit round football. Monday, it's EastEnders at 8:30pm on BBC One and Emmerdale and Corrie on ITV One at 8 and 9pm respectively. Tuesday has EastEnders at 7:30pm and Emmerdale and Corrie at 9 and 9:30pm. Wednesday has EastEnders at 7:30pm. Thursday has EastEnders at 7:30pm and Emmerdale at 8pm and Corrie at 9. Moving on to Monday the 22nd of June, BBC One has Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15 and Bargain Hunt at 12:15, which this time comes from Wetherby. Football takes over again at 5:30 with Argentina versus Austria, and another big match at 9:30 when France play Iraq. Some nice alternatives on BBC Two, beginning with the Great Continental Railway Journeys, in which Michael Portillo visits Switzerland. There's Millionaire Superyacht, Why Ships Sink at 8pm, followed by the always interesting Lucy Worsley at 9pm in Jack the Ripper, Lucy Worsley Investigates. The historian reveals how the infamous murders of the 1880s influenced how crime is covered in the media today. Then at 10pm, it's The Gentle Charm of Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing, when Bob and Paul accept a special invitation to Burleigh House. ITV1 has part 4 of Changing Ends, starring National Treasure Alan Carr as himself at 7:30 p.m, whilst over on Channel 4 at 4 p.m, it's Narrow Escapes, in which Chef Fergus begins transforming his boat into a floating ice cream parlour, followed by Chateau DIY at 5 p.m, and then at 8 p.m. is a brand new series of Dover 24/7, Britain's busiest port. So to Tuesday. BBC One has a double bill of Homes Under the Hammer at 11:30 and Bargain Hunt at 12:15, whilst over on ITV One at 2, Dickinson's Real Deal visits Bridlington. Back to BBC One at 3 p.m. for Escape to the Country, when Andrew and Will hope to escape their busy Oxfordshire town for scenic Devon. At 4:30 p.m, the travelling auctioneers help a mother and a daughter sell the family treasures to fund a home extension. Two big football matches on BBC One this evening, when England kick off against Ghana at 8 p.m. Can Harry Kane add to his goal tally? Panama and Croatia are the other two teams in England's group. They kick off at 11:50 p.m. Over on BBC Two, Michael Portillo continues his tour of Switzerland in Great Continental Railway Journeys at 6:30. And at 8 p.m. it's Digging for Britain with Alice Roberts. A double episode of Scamander airs at 9 p.m. when Amanda's web of lies begins to unravel. ITV One has Portugal versus Uzbekistan at 5 p.m. and another episode of Changing Ends at 8:35, when Christine's Tupperware party takes a rowdy turn. We've all been there. It's Chateau DIY at 5 p.m. on Channel 4, and at 8 p.m. part 5 of Bake Off, The Professionals. This week, the teams make Bakewell slices. This is followed by part 3 of the drama Light in the Hall, Still Waters, at 9 p.m. when Carol faces a crisis. It's Wednesday and BBC One has Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15, followed by Bargain Hunt at 12:15. Then it's Escape to the Country at 3, when a couple search for a home in rural Lincolnshire. Over on ITV One at 2 p.m, Dickinson's Real Deal visits Solihull. BBC One has the enduringly popular Repair Shop at 8 p.m, and a big match for Scotland at 10 p.m. when they play Brazil. At 6:30 p.m. on BBC Two, Michael Portillo visits Zurich in his Great Continental Railway Journeys, and at 8 p.m, Rob Rinder and Monica Galletti are in Shanghai for Amazing Hotels Life Beyond the Lobby. Another football match at 10:50 when Morocco play Haiti. ITV One offers Switzerland versus Canada at 7 p.m. and nothing else. So it's over to Channel 4 for Narrow Escapes at 4 p.m. when Graham battles the incoming storms, and Chateau DIY at 5 p.m. Then there's part 4 of The Light in the Hall, Still Waters at 9 p.m. followed by Night Coppers at 10 when rookie Matt and his partner Will attend a case of suspected arson in Brighton. Now for Thursday. Catch more Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15 on BBC One and Bargain Hunt at 12:15. This time they're in Hungerford, whilst Dickinson's Real Deal visits Weston-super-Mare over on ITV One at 2 p.m. The evening schedule on BBC One is taken over again by World Cup, with Ecuador versus Germany at 8:30 and Tunisia versus Netherlands at 11:50 for Night Owl football fans. Thank goodness for Michael Portillo on BBC Two at 6:30. Still gamingly touring his way around Switzerland. At 9 p.m. it's Saving Lives at Sea, this week responding to an emergency in Eastbourne Marina where a boat catches fire. More football at 8:50 when Curacao play Ivory Coast. ITV One's sole offering is the final episode of Alan Carr's Changing Ends at 7:30. More Chateau DIY at 5 p.m. on Channel 4. And at 8 p.m. it's George Clark's Beautiful Builds, this time visiting a renovation in Bedfordshire. Much darker fare at 9 p.m. with 24 hours in police custody. And the crime theme continues at 10 p.m. with The Accused, Beyond Reasonable Doubt. And now it's Friday, 26th of June. BBC One has the usual Homes Under the Hammer, Bargain Hunt double bill at 11:15 and 12:15 respectively. Then there's the final episode of Under the Vines at 2 p.m, then Escape to the Country at 2:45. An interesting documentary at 7:30 p.m, What Happened at the Somme? Jordan Dunbar marks the 110th anniversary of their battle by speaking to those who are still discovering the truth about the First World War. followed by a total contrast at 8 p.m. by Sort Your Life Out with Stacey Solomon. Catch up with the long-running cosy crime series Death in Paradise at 9 p.m. when a body is discovered on a golf course. On BBC Two at 6:30, Marco Portillo is still in Switzerland, this time travelling from Interlaken to the Swiss Riviera. A highlight for wildlife lovers is My Tiger Family, which tells the epic story of an Indian tiger clan and its five most powerful tigresses in the Indian state of Rajasthan. Then at 10 is another episode of the darkly comic Inside Number 9, starring Steve Pemberton and Reese Shearsmith. ITV1 again concentrates on football. The big match this evening is Norway versus France at 7 p.m. More Narrow Escapes on Channel 4 at 4 p.m. and Shatter DIY at 5 p.m. It's part 5 of Our Farm Next Door at 8 p.m. when Amanda, Clive and the kids are making the most of the school holidays, followed by Celebrity Gogglebox at 9 with more wit and wisdom from the armchair critics. Then First Dates rounds off the schedule at 10 p.m. This week, Uber confident boss Joe is introduced to champion speed skater Keith. What could possibly go wrong? And that concludes this week's ADTV listings. Obviously heavily dominated by the World Cup, but hopefully you found something for non-football fans as well.
DNF Soundings.